Welcome to the Beers with Bands podcast with your host, Michael Torres.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hallelujah. Once I finally got here, it took me like 10,000 years. At first it was like, please upgrade your computer. And I was like, oh, hell no. But it let me just do it.
Those are always like the worst moments. I've had that too, where I'm like, okay, like I gave myself enough time. And then it's like, hey, all these things are out of date for no apparent reason. And they're not going to affect anything, but please update them. And I'm like, God damn it.
I feel like whatever, like me and technology are fighting on a daily basis. Anyways, hello, my name's Alex.
Nice hello, to meet you. My name is Michael. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your Monday to sit down with me.
Of course.
I mean, before we even get to that, before we fully start, like, I just want to say, like, these songs are super sick. And, like, I just reading the backstory about, like, you know, how you, like I said, we'll get into it too, but, like, you know, you just starting out playing, learning guitar in like 2020 during the pandemic, which props for using the pandemic wisely. I should have learned a skill. I didn't do that. But to see like where it's at now, like this shit is incredible. Like this is great.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, if I know you're drinking that Red Bull, so you've already cracked your drink. I am going to crack my drink for the start of the episode.
Wait, were we supposed to do that on camera?
I thought about mentioning that to you, and I totally forgot. Wait, so that's totally on my phone. Are you sure?
I could grab another one.
It's up to you. If you want to take part of the crack with me, you're more than welcome to. I'll wait.
Okay, I'll be right back. If I have another one, I might have another one.
Okay.
I'm back.
All right.
I got another one. good for me. I have like a collection of these.
Funny enough, I did watch your Instagram story where you're cleaning out your car and you just had like the hoard of Red Bull containers. So I figured you probably had another one.
Yeah, now I have 1.5. Okay, just I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. You know, cheers to Alex Vile, and then what we'll do is we'll crack this and then I'll do the little intro and then I'll bring you right in.
Hell yeah.
Alright. In 3, 2, 1. Everyone, welcome back to another episode of Beers with Bands. Not only is it the first episode of the month, but you probably also notice a little bit different background from July episodes. I finally stopped being lazy and hung the flags in the new space, so it's not just all white walls behind me. But besides that point, you know, first episode of August, stoked to be sitting down with my new guest, new homie, Alex Vile from the band Alex Vile. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's Monday. I worked from home today, so got to keep it nice and chill. Almost fell asleep. Don't tell the boss, but they won't listen to this, so it doesn't matter.
That's real.
Yeah, right. But for people that don't know, like I mentioned, you are Alex Vile. You're the front person from the band. I mean, it's kind of like a solo project, but it's kind of turned into the
band. Kind of. Oh, my computer's making weird noises. It's okay. It's just old. It started off as a solo project, so it was just like me, but now it's more of like a band vibe. Sadly, like all my bandmates are all over the place right now. My bassist is currently in Ohio, but yeah. So now it's now for the past year since like all. August, September-ish, we've had the lineup we have now. Okay. Kaylin on bass, Leo on leads, and Evan on drums. And yeah, it's a lot more fun now that I'm not just like winging it, trying to get people to fill in, you know, to play.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, before we jump too far, like your group and the kind of the music that you make is kind of like this, this like grunge meets like kind of shoegaze, and then I feel like there's like something else tucked in there that I can't fully pinpoint. And you're based out of Seattle, you know, the good old Pacific Northwest. But so obviously, like we kind of mentioned, you started a solo project, I think, in 2020, you know, using, like I said earlier, using the pandemic wisely to kind of learn guitar and take over this whole new aspect. Was this your first like run at trying to do something musical, or was it just like you switching instruments and taking a whole new route?
No, I think ever since I was like probably around like 8, I was writing songs, but it wasn't actually like I didn't know any instruments, so I would just write them in my head and then I would like write them down in my journal, or once I got like an iPad, I would like record it. But I never performed or anything like that. When I was 15, when I was 12, I guess I played the flute in band in school, but that was kind of just like, I wanted to play violin, but we didn't have an orchestra. So I was like, I'll play flute, I guess. And then I started playing and singing when I was like 15, and I watched America's Got Talent, and I saw Grace, what's her name? Grace
Winder? I can't remember her last name. Yeah, Vanderwall? Grace something. That sounds right.
I was her biggest fan. I think it's Vanderwell.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Whoever got the golden buzzer, I remember watching that, and I was like, this is crazy. I was like, I need a ukulele so bad. So I was like trying to convince my parents to get me a ukulele. It's kind of funny because they were, especially my mom was like, that's kind of lame. Like, don't you want to play guitar? And I was like, no, I don't want to play guitar. I want to play ukulele. Now I play guitar. But so that's when I started like playing, and like I actually had something to play with when I was with the songs that I was writing. But I did like a church camp, summer camp, talent show. I did that, and I played an original song, but that was my only time I ever played anything original. And then for all of high school, and then I did musical theater, but I wasn't very good at it, so but then I started playing guitar during COVID, and then I decided, I was like, I need to perform, it looks so fun.
How, like, take me back to that first time that you finally got on stage. Obviously, it wasn't with this full lineup, since it sounds like you had some people coming in and out.
Yeah, but it was, I can never, not this, like, not this past November, but the November before.
From 2021?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. It's on my Instagram. Yes, I think so. Yeah, that would be that.
I think that's right. I did kind of do, like, a deep dive, and I think it was 2021
perfect, because I always forget, like, what years are what, but. Yeah, that was my first time performing live, and I remember I started playing guitar because my boyfriend's been in bands for like years, and he played guitar, and I was like, I mean, it is just kind of like chords, like a ukulele, kind of. I mean, it's harder chords, and my fingers were really weak, but he was like, oh, you should try playing it, like, I think you could be able to learn it, and so that's how I started learning, and then I saw his band with his old band, their first performance at Real Art, which is where I played my first show. And I remember I watched him play, and I was like, I literally need to, like, I need to perform my stuff. Like, I had been playing guitar for less than a year. I don't know. Like, for some months, like, I was bad, but I had been playing it, like, I had at least like 5 original songs on guitar. So then I just emailed the venue that night, and I was like, hey, so I'm a new, like, indie artist. I think I said that. I said I was a new indie artist. Like, if you have any opening gigs, like, I was just bullshitting because I didn't have anyone to even play with. I was just like, yeah. And then they replied like a few days later and was like, yeah, how about this Friday? Like, you can open for this one. It was like a smaller touring band that was coming through, or the touring artist that was coming through. And I was like, holy shit, now I need to get a group together. So I asked my boyfriend to play bass because he's also a bassist, and then his drummer for his band was like, oh, I'll play drums for you for this show. And we just like practiced, I think we practiced like twice, but I was so nervous for the show, but it was really sweet. Like, all my friends came. It was, I think there was maybe 10 people there, but like, for me, I was fucking like, I was like, this shit's crazy.
Right, yeah. First show playing in front of people, 10 people looks like, feels like so many.
Yeah, even if it was just three people there, my heart was like racing. I look back on videos and I was just standing in my one little section. Like, I was not moving. I think it went pretty well. It was just funny because I just didn't really know how to move yet while playing guitar. Also, looking back on videos from that show, I played everything so quickly because when I get nervous, I rush. So I was just like, the songs, I feel like I was playing them so quick. It was funny, but it was so fun. And after that, I was like, I need to do it again.
Well, hell yeah. Well, yeah. One, props to that venue for, you know, being like, yeah, a new artist come out. Because like, that's the hardest thing is, you know, taking that step and leap to email people and being like, hey, I'm just starting out, like, can I open the show or do anything like this? Because, you know, most people get stuck in their ways and they're like, oh no, we already have like our set group of friends that we want to play with. So for them to take the chance and be like, yeah, if this bombs, it bombs. If it goes great, it goes great. Come out, play, and just like get your shot to experience it.
Yeah, I love that. I think my first two or three shows were all at Real Art Tacoma because a lot of other places, like, you need connections to get into the venues. But with that one, they will take on beginner artists and stuff. I also work there now. So I'm homies with everyone there because I work at the cafe in there. So I absolutely love it there. I've met, like, so many people through that venue. And it's really great.
Hell yeah. Well, and then just to think, like, your first show was that November of 2021. And now we're in... currently beginning of July 2023, and we're like a few weeks past your releasing of your fifth single at this point, called I Don't Know You Now. And I mean, not only is this the fifth single, but every single before this has also been super sick. Like, I went through and listened to like everything today, and then also like leading up to like the couple hours before sitting down, just listen to everything as much as I could. And it's reading that you just started playing, like fully focusing on guitar in 2020, like 3 years ago, doing all this. It's crazy because this shit sounds so good.
Thank you.
Like, it's so fun to listen to. Like, everything sounds great. And I can't imagine like how much time you put into this because it just comes out so well received on it.
Yay, that makes me so happy to hear. Thank you. I definitely feel lucky with the people that like welcome me into the music community, me being very new. Like, for example, just my boyfriend and his drummer, just like people that would fill in. And when I, you know, was very new to performing, they definitely weren't like, oh, maybe you should practice some more. Like, I don't know. They really just kind of like believed in me. And then my bandmates now just make everything like it sound 1,000 times better, and they're just so like, my guitarist Leo, he's fucking cracked at guitar. Like, he's been playing for I don't know, like 10 plus years, like really really good. And he never made me feel like I was like less than because I, you know, wasn't as good. Still am not as good. It was just, I feel like they just really like kind of like brought me up and made me feel like I could do it, and that I didn't need to have like years and years of practice. And also, when you just play with people that you click with and you like writing with, it just makes everything more fun. It's fun to see how things have changed because on Tiger and or Top Dog and Tiger, the two first singles, that was like before all my bandmates played on it, so it was just me and like, and my boyfriend played on Tiger, and then there was like studio musicians on the other ones. But then with the last three singles, they all play on them. So it's like right. Fun. It's more collaborative. Yeah. I don't know how to say it, but yeah, I feel like I've gotten really lucky with the people I've gotten to play with.
No, yeah, that's amazing that you're able to find people, one, that are solid musicians, but two, that like are just downright good, like sound like good people where they're not going to be like assholes about like, oh yeah, like, we could have been done with this, but like, you're not here yet. Like, no, like build everyone up and like help you learn and like just be a more cohesive unit rather than just like putting someone
Yeah.
down. Like that's all, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I was definitely like a little nervous starting to perform because I always thought I was like, I'm not, like, my mindset was kind of like, I'm not good enough yet at playing guitar and at singing to perform. But then I kind of realized like you can practice in your room as much as you want, but then when it comes to like performing in front of people, it's so different. You're like performing on a stage versus just like practicing. I don't know. You almost have to practice performing, and you can't really do that without performing. So I think it's whenever people will ask me like, "Oh, well, how do you get better at it?" I'm like, "You're just gonna have you have to embarrass yourself in front of people, and then you will remember it forever. You'll never
Oh
do
yeah.
it again." So just gotta throw yourself in there, and because I don't think you'll ever feel like you're ready to actually start a band, or you're ready because I don't know. You're always gonna want to be better.
Oh, 100%. Like I
Yeah.
remember like my friends and their bands, like they would always like their first few shows are always like so funny to like think about and like look back on because they would do the same things like no one's ready for that first time that they fully perform in front of people. Because, I mean, you always feel like there's so much judgment. So, like, and you always just get so nervous. So, everyone's just standing completely still and it's just super crazy and awkward. And then there's like, if someone has to like tune in between a song, like, there's just that awkward silence. And just seeing where they've come to now, where one, they, you know, bounce around the stage throughout the songs, but to have to come up with some like witty banter, whether it's like shitty pop punk jokes or what. In between songs when someone's tuning, like that's just it. You have to like figure out and just experience to get to those levels.
Yeah.
But like I said, I Don't Know You Now came out about like 2 weeks ago, from the time of this recording. Like this being the fifth single, third with this lineup, how do you feel like this one's been received, for the single?
The music video has done well. We've only had a music video for Top Dog, but on any like video thing we've ever put out, it's done the best. On like YouTube, it's gotten more views than Top Dog did. On like I don't I people have said nice things about it. Like I hope people like it. Sometimes I'm like I don't know.
I mean,
Besides, I try to not just look at streams in the first few weeks because what I've noticed with the especially with the Spotify algorithm, sometimes it takes a little while if for it to show up on people's recommended playlists. That's what happened with Color Me Cold. That first Color Me Cold wasn't like it didn't like pop off right off the bat, but then now it gets more streams than any of the other songs just because it kind of got picked up by like the Spotify recommended algorithm thing. So I don't really know, but I think people like it. I hope. No, there's
Yeah,
a
I
few
mean,
people that have said it's their favorite, which always makes me happy because I'm like, if I release a new song and there's like a handful of people that are like, oh yeah, this is my favorite one that you guys have so far, that always makes me so happy because then I'm like, okay, somebody likes it. It's good. Because I really like it. It's one of my favorite ones.
it sounds
The
great. Like,
dog
it
stuff.
showed up on my one of my release radars as to like new music to check out, and like as soon as I think I emailed about it like the day after I saw it, I was like, yeah, I need to
Is
sit
that how you
down.
found out about us?
Yeah,
Oh, that's sick.
you know, I try and stay up on top of all that stuff, and I don't know, that weekend I think I sent a few emails and yours is one of them. And just because like the song is super sick and like it's kind of crazy. Like I was thinking about this and it probably makes sense to some people, but like listening to it just sounds exactly like, without knowing that you guys are from like the Pacific Northwest, it sounds exactly what you would expect to come out of the Pacific Northwest in like the best way possible.
I love that. I always think that's a cool thing to hear because when I started this band, I was like I had li obviously would listen to grunge music and go to local shows and stuff, but I always like viewed myself as a very like in I was like, oh, I'm gonna be like an indie rock or like Midwest emo band. I don't know why, like, I thought that was the direction it would go into, and I never thought that my writing sounded grunge inspired or like Pacific Northwest inspired until I really look back at it, and I'm like, I think it's so, like, I don't even think about it. I think it just happens because, one, how I learned to play guitar was from my boyfriend, and he's very grungy. And two, also just like going to all the local shows and stuff like that. It kind of gets like ingrained in your brain, even if you're not like trying to like write grungy music or have a sound like Seattle sound, you know, it just kind of happens. And I think it's funny because three years ago, I would not have expected that it would sound like that.
It's probably just like in your DNA, since you're like, everyone lives up there. It's just like, at some point it kind of sounds like that. Cause I feel like when I sat down with Swiss Army Wife, who's I think also from the Seattle area, some of their sounds kind of have a little bit of that grungy tone to it, but they're also like more of like a Midwest emo style band.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like in the water, if anything.
Yeah.
But also jumping back to the music video for this song is also very sick. I loved the house that you're in. Just the pastel tones throughout the whole house are fucking amazing.
Yeah. That was a super last minute music video. We were down in LA to record. We recorded 5 more songs. I don't know, that wasn't one of them. We did that one or like it back in November when we recorded some other stuff. And then our manager was like, you know what we need is, we need to do a music video. Like, you guys should do a music video. And was like, we were like, yeah, we need to do one. We just like we were just gigging so much, we didn't really have time. And then one of his friends, Brandon, or Wolfie, as we call him, he was down in LA and he did the music video. And he hit him up and was like, you want to film a music video for Alex Vile on Thursday? And he was like, let's do it. And it was just like a one day shoot, but because we were thinking, well, where, like, we want to do it somewhere, you know, where we don't have to rent out a space, you know? So we just did it at our manager's house, which that is the house in the music video.
Hell yeah.
And Wolfie was like, we'll use the bathroom because the bathroom was really sick with like the stained glass and everything. And then we can use the upstairs, which is where we all crash whenever we go down there to record. We all just like, so we had a, it's funny because Leo and Evan went to go pick up Wolfie in the morning and pick up the drum set we used. The drum kit we borrowed from our friends Return to Dust. And then Caitlin and I were like, fuck, we got to clean this up because my stuff was everywhere. And we had to clean it up and we had to try to get anything down from the walls that were like branding, you know, because you can't have branding. Oh, yeah. So it's like, they got back and I still hadn't finished like putting everything away. I was like, goddamn. But it was so, first time meeting that dude and he did an amazing job and it was so fun. Like, I had so much fun on that shoot. It was amazing. I'm almost done with it, hopefully, because I'm really slow at editing, but I'm editing like a behind the scenes vlog from it that I shot on a camcorder. that should be up in the, up soon. I mean, it'll definitely be up before this
episode
podcast, because this is coming up in August, you said.
Yeah, so it'll be August 4th, first Friday in August this will come out.
Oh, sick. Then definitely the behind the scenes will be up, and hopefully I'll get on YouTube too.
Yeah, no, that music video came out so sick, and it's crazy to think, like, especially what you're saying, like, it came together within a day. So like, did you, obviously it's got whipped up real quick. Was it like your and the band's idea just to be like, hey, like, we'll just do it simple, basic, like, do like these you know, band shots, we'll do this over here? Or was it kind of like Wolfie with like kind of his input to kind of come up with the whole, like, not full storyline but storyline to the
Yeah, it was kind of both. I'd say it was mostly Wolfie trying to piece together, this song is a little bit longer, like 4 minutes, how do we not just have it be the same scene? Like, we knew we wanted it to, like, I didn't really have a set story in mind for the video like I did for the Top Dog music video. I was like, I have a story in mind for it. For this one, I was like, we could just do a vibes video. It's just the vibes. And then Wolfie was like, how do you feel about like the bathtub and bathroom, and then we can shoot upstairs when it's light and then when it's dark, so we have like some contrast. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And he was pretty experienced with doing videos, which is why I think it just got done so quick, and it was just fun. Yeah,
dude, well, props to him, it came out sick. Now obviously I host these shows, and you know, I gotta find out the deets, and you just said you were down in LA recording some new stuff. I know this song just came out 2 weeks ago, but like, what's on the horizon? I know you guys posted that you guys are taking some time off from doing shows.
Yeah.
What's going
what
on?
I was trying to milk that to get more people to our next show. I'm really only going to be gone for 2.5 weeks, but it feels okay. So we're playing one more show in July, at the end of July. And then we're playing two shows in August. But I feel like for us, it feels like a major break, because sometimes we play like 3 shows a weekend. Oh, so shit. we're like, no, this is we're not going to play it forever. But yeah, so we have quite a, we still have one unreleased song from when we recorded in November, but it's like one of our absolute favorites, and we want to do a music video for it and everything, so we're not really in a rush to release it, because making a music video can kind of take a while. We recently recorded a music video with one of my best friends, Haley, who did the Top Dog music video, and that's for one of the newer songs we just recorded in LA, but that's not going to be the next one. I'm going to say this because it is going to get released. The next I'm actually getting the cover art done today, because I need to upload it by Friday, and I'm leaving on Thursday, so I'm gonna go try to shoot the art today. So that's why I'm like, unless something happens and I just can't get the art done, but I will get it done. It's gonna be Kobayashi, and it's gonna be out July. Oh, I don't want to lie to the public. It's on a Friday, July 28th. I mean, it'll already be out by the time this comes out. But yeah, July 28th. Friday, July 28th, and it's called Kobayashi.
Fuck yeah. Well, I'm stoked to see how it comes out, to check that one out as well. But like, yes. I everything you've done so far has been amazing, and I can't wait to see what everything else is coming with Kobayashi and everything after that. Like, I'm sure it's just going to be just as sick or even better.
Yay! I'm very excited, because it's definitely, I mean, I tend to always like the newer songs we write versus like the ones that I've written forever ago, because, you know, I figure out kind of what I like more. But this next batch of songs are my favorite. And sometimes it's like, oh, I just want to release it all right now. But can't really do that. But the Kobayashi, I feel like it's kind of like a new direction for us. I feel like it's more like the sound that we're leaning into. There's definitely a few slow dramatic songs that we have coming up in the future that are kind of more like I Don't Know You Now and Color Me Cold, but Kobayashi is really short. It's a very short song. It's like under 2 minutes.
Oh wow.
Which is crazy for me, because I used to only write like 6 minute songs. Like, all the songs that we have out right now, they used to be fucking 6 minute songs, and I had to cut them down. But Kobayashi is a short song, and it's really fun. Like, it's a fun, like, short, very it's the first bass line I've ever written for a song, which was fun, and it's kind of like, it's very summer vibes-y. I still think it's like a little bit yelly, but it's like fun and slight. I feel like it leans more into this like slightly surfy sound than some of the newer songs are, which is fun.
Okay, hell yeah.
People are gonna listen to it and they're gonna be like, what is she talking about? This is surf rock. I don't know what to call it, but it's definitely I'd say it's a little different. It's a little bit faster.
Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with different, because every, like, I've always said, every release, whether it's a song or EP or album, is always just a timestamp as to where you're at in your life. If the sound's changing and it's going to go towards more of this Kobayashi surfy, as you're saying, vibe, like, hell yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I definitely think it, and if I try to look at all the songs, they're definitely still like the same genre and everything as everything that's already out. I'd say it's just like there's a little bit more diversity in it, which makes, like, for example, writing a shorter song, or I feel like I sing differently on some of them versus just like talk singing, like my front bottom's like talk singing, where I'm not really trying to challenge myself and singing higher. And some of this newer stuff, I feel like I challenge myself in singing higher or like yelling. I can't really yell, but you know, which is fun because it makes it more exciting, especially to play. We don't like fall asleep while we're playing it.
Right. Now, for someone that's obviously not in the Pacific Northwest and not around Seattle, like what's an Alex Vial set like when you guys are up on stage? Because in the music video for that you just did, like y'all are looking like you're going crazy and having so much fun doing that. Like, what's it translate to stage wise?
I'd say in the music video, we were just like, oh, let's play like how we would play live. So that is pretty much how we would play live, you know? I'd say I maybe. No, that's pretty accurate, I'd say, as to how we play live in the I Don't Know You Now music video. I like to just go crazy because it's fun. And even when we play stuff that isn't like, we always joke about in the music video, one of the latest music video that we shot, there's like a scene where I'm like, it looks like I'm singing like a hardcore song, but it's like this like indie bitch song where I'm just like, like I'm like screaming these like sweet lyrics, but I just, it's fun. I just like to like pretend I'm in like a hardcore band, like when I perform, even if I'm just singing indie rock. I don't know, it just makes it more fun.
Secretly everyone wants to be in a hardcore band.
Right? Like especially there's a few moments where I'm not playing guitar and I'll grab the mic and I'm just like it's just funny. So I'd say we try to keep the energy high, but we also have some like chiller stuff.
Hell yeah. Well, everyone that's in the Pacific Northwest area, make sure you're getting out to these Alex Vial shows, and report back to me since I can't be there physically to experience them. Y'all gotta go. That's the rule for everyone listening.
Yes.
Before we kind of transition, is there anything that we've kind of missed between like the new single or Alex Vial in general? I know we kind of talked a little bit about the single, talked about some future stuff, but is there anything that we might have missed that you want the people to know about?
Oh, what do I want the people to know about? Not really. We're gonna try to tour in like the fall or spring. I'm hoping the fall, but that's kind of our next step. Besides potentially making an EP or album situation happen, but I don't really have that much to say about it because nothing's really like set in stone.
Right.
Just that there is unreleased stuff and there, so stuff will constantly be coming out. There is not going to be a break.
Okay. I did notice when I was going back through everything that since, because you released the first single in, was it October?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and then ever since then, you kind of did, like, you've done this nice little every other month.
Yeah, that's
kind of been, which has been kind of nice.
The every other month, I kind of want to, like, speed up some of, like, for example, Kobayashi getting released at the end of this month, even though we released one last month, did we? Wait, what? I don't know. You're not. Yes, it was.
Yeah, oh, it was June. I can't remember what day in June.
16th, yeah. Maybe. That yes,
sounds,
yes,
that
yes.
Sounds right to me.
So that's only kind of 1 month in between, but it's mostly just like me making sure I can get the cover art because you have to upload it like weeks before it actually gets distributed. So right. It's kind of like you have to start working on the next release while promoting your current release, or when the current release has just happened, you have to start uploading them next one.
Oh yeah, I totally feel that.
And sometimes I just forget. I'm like, oh damn, it's coming out in 2 days and I don't know what to do for the next song.
Yeah, Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I do. I put out an episode every week, and even then, I'm like I'm doing this one right now, and it's not. This one doesn't even come out to August, but I'm already like stressing about like the next month or like whatever else is coming next. I'm like, oh shit, I still have to edit all these and get them all ready.
Yeah.
So totally feel that. Well, everyone go check out Alex Vile, but we're gonna kind of transition. We'll start to transition to the later half of this episode. But before we get there, this is obviously Beers with Bands. You don't have to be drinking any alcohol in these episodes because I would definitely do that for you. But Alex, I know you have a beverage in front of you. What are you drinking on this fine Monday
I'm
night
drinking.
evening?
Oh, I actually have two because I had to crack one open.
Appreciate it.
Red Bull original flavor, my
Hell yeah.
favorite thing.
Now, is the original flavor your main go-to for the
Yeah,
flavors?
it definitely is. I used to really like the green apple kiwi one. That's yeah, green apple kiwi, but they discontinued it like 2 years ago. So
Dude, Red Bull, what are
the
you
winter
doing,
edition
Alex?
was good. The
Alex
winter
needs
edition.
her green apple. The winter edition's good though.
It was like crayon apple, I think. Anything with apple in is good, but besides that, I don't really like the other flavors as much as I like the original. I just think the original is really
I don't know. I've done Red Bull every once in a while, but I'm definitely not at your level where, because we talked earlier about how you cleaned out your car, you had your nice heap of Red Bull cans.
Yeah.
Whenever I clean out my vehicle, it's usually just like water bottles and like Coke Zeros.
Yeah. I had to take like a break from drinking Red Bull last year because my anxiety was just really bad and it was actually making me crazy. Like when you have caffeine on top of already having anxiety and you're just like so, but now I'm kind of chilling so I can drink it again.
Hell yeah. In high school, my energy drink of choice was basically Monsters.
Yeah, Monster.
Yeah, so those would get me through a lot of band competitions.
I never really liked Monster. I don't know why. Maybe, but I've only really tried the original one and then like the white one, whatever it
Oh yeah, I never cared for the white one. I always
Not
did like
really.
either, I think the red one, and then I would switch over to, they have like a lemonade. Like a lemonade iced tea half half mix. That one was used to be pretty decent, but then like one day I just kind of like up and stopped, and then I just haven't gone back to them ever, which is probably good on the long
Yeah.
run.
Yeah, like energy drinks will probably kill you or something. I don't know.
But nowadays,
This.
what won't, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You gotta pick your poison.
Yeah.
Mine's Red Bull. Also, I'm trying to get that Red Bull sponsorship. That's on my list of goals.
Hell yeah.
I figured out Red Bull has a record label though, because I was looking up
Do
our band sponsored by. Yeah. They have like a record label because I know they sponsor like athletes,
Yep.
but that'd be amazing if we could ever get
Dude,
record label.
just start sending them like emails for shit.
Yeah, Red Bull Records. It literally is. Red Bull Records headquartered in Los Angeles, California.
Well, it sounds like next time you're in LA, you gotta go in front of their building and just start playing a song. See
Yeah,
what happens.
literally going to LA in August, so we should do that.
Bam. Well, I fucking hope that happens.
They probably like call security, like, get them away from us, please. What's going on?
But back to the topic of poison, for this episode, I actually don't. I'm not drinking a PBR. My parents came to visit, and my dad drank like all my beer while he was here. Except he didn't touch my Trulies, so I have a few different Trulies in front of me for this fine episode because it's like 90 out, so gotta drink something tropical.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's it. That's the beer section, drink section. Now we're in the later half of this episode, which is always my favorite part of the episode. This is where we kind of just talk about some fun stories from your time in music, whether it's shows, behind the scenes music video recordings, time recording, or even some highlights from your time playing music, from starting out solo to now this monikered Alex Vile project.
I should have thought about this. Wait, so which, should I just start talking about something?
Yeah, so like basically like think about all your time since you've started this project. Like what are some like, what would be like your favorite moment that has happened so far with this project?
Oh, that's hard. I have had a lot of favorite moments. I think it was like 2 weeks ago we played a house show in Seattle, and it was for our friend Belle's birthday, and I crowd surfed for the first time ever.
Hell yeah.
And that was really fun. And it was like, we did it, our last song, we always end our set usually with the song we have called Start Over. And I was like, tell my bandmates, I was like, I want to try to crowd surf at the end of the song. But my guitarist made a good call and was like, no, you should just do it. Like, we'll extend the bridge and you just do it during the song. And then you come back and you sing the end of the song. So that's what happened. He was just like, go now. And he was just playing, they were all playing. And then I was crowd, I was so scared. I thought I was going to get dropped, but I didn't. It was really fun. And then I crowd surfed and then I came back and then I sang the end of the song. And I was like, damn, this is a movie for real. But then the cops got called later.
Oh no.
On the house show. And then we did, we were like, no. It was not during our set though. It was,
yeah,
it was,
that's always the plus. Bad. Like, I went to this one house show. This would have been like, I think like 6 years ago maybe. And it was like for someone's birthday and they had all these like punk bands playing, and in between the punk bands they would have like a burlesque show in like one of the rooms. So like you'd watch a band play and then you go watch burlesque and you come back, watch another band. Well, there was one band left and the cops showed up and like basically shut down the show with this one, like the touring band didn't even get to play. So then we quickly, we were like, okay, where else can we play? And we found there was another like house venue that was like open, like maybe like a couple miles away. So that was not in the same area. So we just basically, everyone that still wanted to watch the last band just piled into vehicles, and we piled like all of the band's equipment in and then just took them to a new house, set them up there, and then played their set, and then we were like, okay, now we're done.
Oh my gosh, that's so fire though that you continued with it.
Yeah, it was dope.
And especially when it's a touring band, I always like feel bad when something that with the cops getting called, the other bands were able to finish, they were just like, you have to be done by 11. So
yeah it was kind of one of the
playing, which was nice.
Yeah. No, that's awesome though that you got to, you know, experience your first crowd surf during that style of this, like with you guys.
Yeah,
playing,
like during our set, it was crazy. It was fun.
That does for sure sound like whole thing sound like a movie moment where like just like you go off into the distance and then just come back and then just finish it out.
Yeah, I'd definitely say a lot of my highlights in the past, like few years with music, have been house shows or DIY shows, because it's just like a different vibe. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
it's usually just like more relaxed, more casual, and it's always just so fun. I've also had such good experience at like venue shows, but I've just really enjoyed all the house shows we did. We did played one in Bellingham, which if you don't live in Washington, it's like 2.5 hours north from Seattle, kind of towards Canada. And that one was crazy because I don't really know many people from Bellingham at all. So I wasn't really expecting there to be a lot of people there for our set. But there was, and like a handful of people were singing the songs. I was like, that I didn't know. Like sometimes when it's my friends, I'm like, okay, I expect them to know a few of the words.
Right.
But when it's a complete stranger that I've never met and they're like singing the songs, that was crazy. That has actually made me cry before. Because yeah, it's like, there's no way you'll actually listen to this. And you came to the show to see us. That's crazy.
Yeah, that shit's fucking amazing.
I don't know. Yeah, it's literally made me be like, I don't know. Sometimes I get really in my head when I'm performing and I'm like, oh no, I messed up that one part. I fucking suck. Everyone hates me. This is so embarrassing. Like, oh, this sucks. But when I actually relax and I'm in the moment playing the music, I'm like, this is the most fun thing ever. This is crazy. This is so fun. I just have to try to not get in my head too much or like overthink every small mistake. Yeah. They'll just kill the vibe.
Yeah, you just got to go up there, have a good time, have fun, and just do what you do.
Yeah.
So I know you kind of mentioned that you shot like this behind the scenes for the music video. Is there anything, obviously this episode comes out right after, is there anything that, since I haven't seen it, funny wise or behind the scenes things that might have or might not have made the cut that you were just like, I don't know about this?
Oh, okay. So this is actually in the music video, and I bet people think it was intentional, but there's a few shots in the music video where I'm in the bathtub, but I'm like, I'm soaked. Most of it, like, I'm dry, but then there's a few shots in the bathtub where, so like, fully clothed and everything, but my hair is like completely wet. I think there's one shot where I'm like shaking my head around. That was not intentional. I accidentally turned on the shower while we were shooting it. And it was perfect because it was actually when Evan came in with the camcorder and was like shooting that. So there's the clip of that in the behind the scenes that is kind of, it was just like, yeah. So there's I was like standing up, and the way we shot the slow motion is that I was lip singing to it in 2.5 speed. So it was super fast. And we were playing in 2.5 speed, so we had to play super fast. So everything was very chaotic when we were filming it, so we could pull off the slow motion effect. And then there was like I was standing up, and then I went and I like slide my hands down the wall, and I like fall down, but like I knocked the fucking shower knob or whatever, and it turned on, and the water was freezing cold. But then the director was like, "Okay, you could either go with it or not." Like, and then I was like, I just continued. I continued the shot. Eventually I turned off the water. But I was just like soaked, and it was really cool. But a few of the shots made the music video, and it looked sick as fuck. So it was worth it. But then it sucked because afterwards we had to shoot the other, thankfully it was also during the last shot that we needed in the bathroom. And then we went to go shoot the band scenes but I had to like dry my hair because otherwise it would be like my hair would only be dry for half of wet for half of it. So I had to like redo my fucking hair or whatever, but it was fine. It was just kind of funny because it's like, there's no way that I just turned on the water. And then I almost slipped too. That would have been, because it was so slippery.
Because I feel like I remember at the end, towards the end of this video, like, yeah, your hair gets wet, but then you also see, it must have, like, he cut it right where like, you must have just turned off the water, because you can still see like the water coming out of like the head of the shower, I feel like.
Yeah. And then also the last scene in the music video is when I'm soaked and I'm like out of breath because I'm like, it's so cold. It's so cold. But yeah, so that was pretty funny. Thankfully it was like already warm in LA, so it was like freezing.
Right.
I just
wasn't like it was in Seattle in like the wintertime or anything.
Yeah, no. But there's like a lot of, I actually need to upload all of it because I've shot a lot of footage just from our past LA trip when we went for a week there together. I feel like my bandmates just say the funniest shit, and it's really funny to look back. Like, I don't know. It's really, or a lot of it will be like, someone will say a joke, but like, I don't get the joke. So I'm like, huh, what? There's a scene like that in the behind the scenes. Just like a lot of us messing around. yeah.
Well, I mean, those are like the best moments. And like, that's the stuff that I miss from being in the van with my friends, is just the background stuff that happens, not at the show, but like just on the drives where you're just like talking and just like bullshitting and just having a good time with your friends.
Yeah, that's like the best thing ever, because everyone in my band, it wasn't like we were friends before we started playing music together. It was like we met each other to play music together, and then we just became best friends. So that's the other thing where I feel like it's really lucky, because it wasn't just like, oh, hey, I have a friend. And they, besides the drummer and guitarist, Leo and Evan, they've been best friends for years and been playing together for years. But besides that, we didn't really like all know each other that well. So it's just fun and kind of crazy to see like how similar we are in so many ways, like not only with our music taste, but just like humor wise and stuff. I'm like, damn, this is crazy. Like, we are all very similar in that way. And sometimes it's hard to get work done, especially like when we have band practice and we all just start talking and we're like, but I feel like we have a good balance. Like we'll get work done and we'll also just like have fun. And that's why I love going down to LA with them, because we get to just have a lot of time to just hang out. Especially since we don't live all in the same city. We live a little bit far from each other, so we get to hang out the most when we do go on like trips together.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully everything else goes well, like tours and everything, and just like keep documenting all that stuff, because like there's so much stuff that like I was always like, I'm still kind of that same way where I'm like, I just want to be in the moment here with my friends, where if one of us would have had like a camcorder just to record like some of like the stupid behind the scenes stuff that we did, like even though it was nothing crazy, just to document like being out there with your friends, like that's a cool idea to do, and just something that I hope you keep doing.
Yeah, I just try to get as many photos and videos as possible, especially in the studio. The first two times I went in the studio, I mean, obviously I was like very focused, so I wasn't really taking many photos or videos at all. But then this past time when we recorded the 5 songs, I recorded the process on, there was only one studio day I forgot my camera, but besides that, I recorded the process of like, of how all the songs were made, and like the changes that our producer, like the feedback our producer would give, and like the like different little parts we would mess up on and then change. And it's just like, even it's so cool to look back on it and be like, damn, this is how we made the song. And it's cool because it's like we can always have that to post or even just look back on, of like how the songs were actually made.
Yeah, I mean, as me, like a listener, like there was someone else I recorded with where they kind of did the whole behind the scenes with, I think, just one of their songs. But like, I also like documentaries and stuff, so like that is right up my alley, where like if you were to post that, you have a solid amount of people that would watch that to be like, wow, one, we already gave a shit about their music and like it already sounds cool. But to see like that whole process and go behind the scenes of like, oh no, it started like this and we got to this spot because of like the input of this person and this is how we got there, like that's really cool. And like that's stuff that I would love.
Yeah, I have a clip from Kobayashi is what I started to do, and same with my bandmates. If I have an idea for a song, I'll just take a video of it and I'll send it to the group chat. Or there's one song called Stainless that we recorded in LA, and I just have videos back and forth from my guitar of us sending each other like verse idea, chorus idea, and it's cool to look back on because I'm like, damn, now it's an actual song, and we just have videos of how it started off as.
Hell yeah. Well, Alex, like as we kind of like wind down on this Monday night, I mean, tomorrow is technically, you know, 4th of July. It's supposed to be a big celebration for some people, depending on how you view politics and shit like that. But that's not where I'm getting at. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to get, where I'm trying to go with this thought is, think about like a celebration in terms of like this Alex Vile project. I mean, it's got your moniker. You're going to keep going. We have a few songs in the wheelhouse. One will be out by the time this episode comes out. But what are you most looking forward to with the progression of this project?
Oh, so many things. One, tour, obviously, just like touring with the band. We've played a few out of state shows together, but we haven't done like a run of shows. I'm excited to have an album out, to have like a physical piece of work where it's like I'm always every day I'm like thinking of cover ideas and like title ideas. I'm excited to have a, whether it's an EP or an album, like a physical piece of work, and also just to like see where it goes, like the progression of everything. I think one of the benefits of starting to put out music when you're still very new in it, like when it comes to performing and singing and playing guitars, I'm like, I'm excited to see how it gets better. And like the new stuff that we write, I think every time we go to record, we kind of figure out what we want our sound to be more and more. I'm just excited to do. to put out an album, just write more stuff. I love writing music. I'm itching because we can't have another band practice till the end of July because I'm leaving in a few days. And I'm like, and this shit sucks. But yeah, I'm excited for everything. I'm just excited to just like sometimes I get stressed about like the business side of music, of like I don't make any money from it and I have to work to do it, but I just want to have more time to do music, and it's hard when I actually also have to like support myself.
Right.
So it's almost like you kind of have like two jobs. You have an internship that you don't get paid for.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm doing it for the money, but I'm like, I wish I just didn't have to do anything else and I could just do it, like put all my energy into music. And but then when I just relax and I'm like, it's just fun as fuck and I'm just gonna do it for forever, whether people really listen to it or not, then it makes me more excited when I see it more as like an artsy project versus something that people need to like.
Yeah, I mean, just do your thing, let it be your outlet, and the people will come. Like, I found it sounds amazing, and I'm sure that there's a million more people that are gonna find it and think the same thing.
Hope so.
Well, Alex, if anyone's looking for merch, music, or the band in general, where can they find it?
On Instagram and Twitter, it's AlexVile_. Everything else is AlexVile, and it should show up. Currently have a merch store out with Shopify, but like I'm revamping it, so don't order anything because I'm gonna be gone for 2 weeks. But I'm getting more merch designs to put up on there. I'm also gonna transition from, because I would screen print all my merch myself, which is fun and it saves you money. It's like a little bit cheaper, but and you can sell the stuff for cheaper if you do it yourself.
Right.
But it just takes so long. So I'm actually going to just have somebody else who can make it better do it. And then it'll cost a little bit more, but I'll still make it very affordable. So then I'm not slacking with the merch store because I'm out there like trying to like doing everything like made by order, you know?
Man, but props to you for even doing that. You're like, that is a lot of work to screen print all your own shit.
Yeah, it does kind of take a while, especially, okay, if you have a nice setup, but like I don't, I just have like one screen and then I just use like my guitar case. It's like a flat surface. But also all other links are like in my Instagram, AlexVile_. I have like my link tree to everything. So if there's like concert tickets, also all our upcoming concerts are always on our Spotify too. Yeah.
Well, depending where you found this episode, whether it's, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitters, or you watched the YouTube version and got to hang out with me and Alex tonight, make sure you check the description. I have all the links there. Follow those hyperlinks. Go follow AlexVile on everything and stay up to date for, you know, new merch, music, new show dates, new tour dates hopefully coming up, and just everything else that, you know, Alex has in her wheelhouse. I know I'm stoked and I'm excited to see what the future holds for you. And I'm sure it's gonna be great, and I'm so stoked for everything, and thank you so much for sitting down with me tonight.
Yes, of course, thank you.
Other than that, thanks for everyone for tuning in, and I'll catch everyone on the next episode. See ya.
Bye, everyone.